so it's kind of spontaneously moving, but...
But you don't feel it?
Oh, sure, I feel it. I feel it more in the left leg than the right leg.
That's got to be...
But it's like, I got an army here, but the general's missing.
For want of a better term, it's got to be kooky.
No, I got used to it. I know it's, for one thing, it helps keep your muscles in tone, you know, and, you know, again, the more you stay in shape, the day you can walk, the better it's going to be.
How's the little boy dealing with it?
He loves it. You know, I was afraid, you know, that he would look
How
at
old
me
is he?
And be 3.5. He uses me as a jungle gym. He comes in, he climbs on me, helps me move my muscles. You see, every morning, everything's stretched out, you know, by people who help me. And he gets in there and picks up a foot, or he comes and sits in my arm and moves it, and he uses me like a climbing toy. He gets on this chair, we go use a go-kart, and he has no self-consciousness at all. There have been studies that the children of paraplegics are more sensitive, more caring, more sort of, their eyes are more open to the condition of other people, that it can be a big benefit in their development.
I consider it an honor just knowing you.
Thank you,
considering
sir.
You an acquaintance and friend.
Thank you.
You should have been Thomas Jefferson. The role he wanted. Thanks, Chris.
My
Chris will be testifying, he'll be writing books, he'll be lecturing. He does not go quietly into this good night. The American Paralysis Association is 1-800-225-0292. 1-800-225-0292. For Christopher Reeve and our whole crew here in New York, this is Larry King. Good night.
Bookcase back before Judge Griffin. We intend to be there Wednesday. We have prepared a large portfolio of the fraudulent conduct of George Green and his misuse of America West Publishers, and we intend to argue very mightily on behalf of the motion to dismiss, and we intend to forcefully try to convince that judge to have it dismissed on the grounds of fraud and to send it back to the district court before Judge Griffin.
Any resolution at all on Dave's situation, Overton? Any news at all?
What was that, Commander?
On Dave Overton.
From the Supreme Court.
Dave Overton, I talked with Ron Flory this last week, and maybe a large part of this should not be exposed yet.
That's fine. It's still being worked on anyway. That's fine.
Now, on Saturday the 16th, the Law Center and Phoenix Institute has made arrangements with the sheriff of this county, the tenants of John Schofer's property, the courts, and the management people to have Eric Peterson use his metal detector to search the Schofer property for any buried items. And knowing Eric, that's probably a very good metal detector.
It is.
So that's coming this next Saturday. In the case of Eleanor Schofer and Leon Fort versus the number of persons in Tehachapi and PI, the judge has once again thrown the parties out of court and this time sanctioned the attorneys and Mr. Horton and Mr. Abbott some $1,100 for their ineffectiveness. Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're out of court.
Well, the next paragraph, the judge also gave them another 20 or 30 days to try to put together some form of a complaint that would withstand his scrutiny and our scrutiny. I don't think that they can do that. I think they stand a chance for more sanctions. Okay, the Nevada Supreme Court, and this is on the gold coins case, has not yet made a decision on the Horton Green request for a rehearing on the issue of the return of the gold coins to the estate of David Overton. Mr. Horton put in a request for a rehearing. Rehearings are almost never granted. And in this particular case, the decision to give the gold back to Mr. Horton and his estate was by all five judges. It wasn't a 4-1 decision or a 3-2. It was all five agreeing. The chances for them to give a rehearing are almost nil.
Pause.
This
is tape number 3, March the 10th, 1996. Please go ahead, Mr. Dixon.
All right. This past week, we had the opportunity to give some help. I'm talking about the Law Center, to Rick Martin. And Rick Martin put together what I think is a brilliant joint conference statement for his lawsuit versus George Green. And I understand Rick has set that off. Also, in the past 2 weeks, the Law Center was successful in giving some help to the Eckers, and the Eckers were able to have the attachment on their bank account released.
Not returned, just released. Yes,
it will be returned. That will be returned.
Give her time.
All right, and I guess everybody knows that Jack Kevorkian was found not guilty of all the charges of assisted suicide. When we had the Law Center in Sacramento, we gave Jack some help, because at that time the state of Michigan was trying to prosecute Jack on laws that were non-existent. They created some new laws for his past crimes, and at that time we helped him, and we were successful along with his attorneys. But this time was a different situation. This time, after the laws were created, he went out and did some more assisted suicides. I started asking him if he had anything planned about ex-wives, but he didn't mention that.
Well, and while we're on the subject of Kevorkian, let us not confuse monoatomic anything with carbon monoxide. The Kevorkian gas of choice.
Now, to those of you who want to take advantage of the Pro Se Appropriate Law School, please try to get your books early. Try to review the books before we have our first class. The first part of the class is going to go pretty fast, the first classes. We're going to cover a lot of ground until we start into the actual trying the cases and putting all the students through the paces of trying their own case.
And please keep in mind, this is the only thing that Dorma has asked for this particular session after we finally came to some sort of standoff, I think you call it, agreement over the writings, was that Thursday night she and Diane are going to go to Weight Watchers. Please hold that in your hearts as you decide which night you're going to study law. Now I've done my duty.
Okay. Cover for
one other side note, the copies of the Represent Yourself in Court book that Gene's going to be using for the Pro Se School, I'm going to get Valerie the books that we have that we purchased through Phoenix Source. And anybody that wants to buy a copy of the book, they'll be $15 each. That's our cost. They're normally $29.95. So, Valerie, if you wouldn't mind, I'll get those to you tomorrow, and then you can collect from whoever wants it. So see Valerie sometime tomorrow or at your earliest convenience to pick up a copy of that book for your school.
I'm a bit curious to the computer hookup.
No, I know the book, but how much is the course?
The status, I just...
Well, there's two different questions going on here. I don't know about any cost for the school, Gene. Is there any? No.
This is a trial. This is a dry run, and this is where you come up with how you will establish your school.
Well, we're setting to where you cover.
It would be a real good idea to work on the Eckers cases.
As far as hooking up to the internet, we should have that by the end of the week.
Very good.
We've got everything pretty well lined up that we need. Except for the actual application to the internet. And I was waiting to test out the two different providers, and I think I've decided on the one we'll use.
Well, we've made a very, very wonderful and interesting connection. I'm not going to give out places. I will mention a name or two, but, well, maybe one. Some of you know Jim Trado. He deals with pumice, and amongst a lot of other things, and he will be very, very capable of working with Bob Nakaya, for instance, who also is in the architectural landscaping business. But now we have new acquaintances, old acquaintances, working with powdered, if you will, or granular pumice, reclaimed from what you call texturizing your blue jeans. They put gravel bits of pumice into big tumblers, and that wears out your jeans before you get them. But there is a large reclamation process that has been simply a big problem, that now this can be brought to the processing plant, washed, dried, and used for additive to your soils. And I would like our scientists, especially Mark, to consider the possibility of talking to Bob James when he plans to go back over and get to just, this is no big thrust, it's all under control. It's just, I want each of you who are going to be dealing in these component parts to get comfortable. And there is a Dr. Jim Bridges who, you'll think he came right off the hick farm of Southern Texas. You know, he's as big as a mountain, elderly enough to be intelligent, went about his own methodology of learning agricultural additives and so forth. That's his thrust. And he is already deep into working out the values and how much spelt hull you will need with pumice and so forth. So you have fun in front of you, all of you. We're going to need business proposals. We're going to need now, as we get rid of some of these other nasties, we're going to be able to move forward and stop this stagnation, running around, hitting each other. But we've gotten awfully smart along the way, and we've gained a team. And we don't have to worry about what our next-door neighbor is doing. Gene doesn't have to worry about titanium. And each of you can learn enough about the law to protect yourself, or at least know where to go to get some help that is not so outrageously expensive, or walk right into the widow's trap.
Widow's
trap. That didn't sound quite right. Black widow's trap. Gene is always trying to get himself into the rich widow's trap. This could go on all afternoon. I think we'd better take a break. Now, before we take this break, because we've gone so far over our allotted time, I'm inclined just to let you go to jest. But if you are diehard, misery-loving people, then there is an exceptional tape here. I know what it's about. And it's going to handle environmental aspects from a long time ago, in which even Rothschild had his input. And it is the plan for gaining all property through environmental.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But we can do that another day. So let's discuss it, and then we'll see where to go from there. Are we at peace enough to break this meeting up?
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you all, which he does.